The recent landmark gaming deal between the governor's office and two tribal nations may be remembered as the compromise that legalized sports betting in Connecticut. But there's at least one forgotten stakeholder. The agreement also included a provision to halt construction of the East Windsor Casino. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more.
Mashantucket Pequots and Mohegans formed a partnership in 2018, committing to build the $300 million casino in East Windsor, the first in the state off of tribal land and a direct challenge to MGM's Springfield Casino. But now it might not happen at all. East Windsor's first selectman, Jason Boza, sees the abandoning of his project as a sweetener for the state.
We seem to be the afterthought of this whole discussion where, you know, in conversations with the administration and conversations with each of the two tribes, what we get is no commitments about anything. So it's very difficult to see a bright side for the town of East Windsor here.
Governor Ned Lamont always saw a sports betting deal as one part of what he's called a global gaming resolution. Putting the East Windsor project on ice makes him less vulnerable to a lawsuit from MGM. So I asked him, what do the people of East Windsor get?
East Windsor, as I understand, was not a big piece of the negotiations that we were working on here. But I know there's some land that we'll see what the future of that is. But I care deeply about making sure that the town prospers going forward.
The other big question mark is what happens now to that prime piece of land right off of 91. The chairman of the Mashantucket Pequot tribe said the way the deal's written, a casino could be built in East Windsor 10 years from now. The chairman of the Mohegan Tribal Council wouldn't rule out something else going in there first. As it stands now, the town is already losing $50,000 a year in tax revenue it used to get with a dead old movie theater taking up the space. And then there's the $3 million in public safety dollars the tribes promised to give the town every year there was a casino up, money that the town can no longer count on. It's all serious dough for a town with a $40 million budget. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.